Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, I'm back. 7:05 in the morning, September the 5th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda is still on the road. She'll be back, though, today, so she'll be back on the show soon. We have missed being back here, but it was good to see the family. It was a big family reunion, and then plus we got to see the kids and the grandkids and to catch up on all that. So you have to do that every so often. Anyway, we left the station in very capable hands. And Bad Bob, who is here today. You know, I guess you weren't taken out and lynched and burned.
So there was no blood on the floor.
There was no blood on the floor. You know, we had Kurt and Ruth and, of course, the hard-charging Aaron and Elizabeth on Friday.
Yeah, and they did a pretty darn good job, and
you know what?
We had fun on Monday, and yeah. It was good all around.
All of our hosts do a fine job. You can take any of our hosts, and
when you leave
they
again?
Can come in. I'm not. You know, I can only take so much family. I mean, you know you're in trouble when you're at the family reunion. And first of all, some guys are there to meet girls. No, you're sitting there and you're listening to a. I'm not exactly sure what he would be a cousin. Of Linda's.
It's one of those shirt tail relative things?
Yeah, except, I mean, you know, but he's, you know, he's talking about something, and you just want to turn around and go, this is just BS.
That good, huh?
Yeah, but you don't say it out loud. But, but all in all, the whole thing it was well done. Art and Shirley put this thing together. You all don't know Art and Shirley, but they live there in Colorado. You know, Cortez, Colorado. We went to see the cliff dwellings in the Mesa Verde Park.
Mm.
We had a tour through that. We saw where Linda's great-grandfather had discovered one of these cliff dwellings. In fact, they name it the Sterling House. And a house is not – don't think of it like a house. Think of it as a cliff dwelling with four or five buildings to it.
Mm.
You know, four or five different parts to it. So it was pretty interesting. Anyway, we got a big show today. We have a lot of things to catch up on. We have the Democrat convention where Michelle Obama says, "Can we have four more years, please?" I really like flying around in Air Force One and sending the kids to Mexico and Barack and I heading to New York for that $650,000 night out. She likes those kind of things. We're also going to have Senator Doug LaMalfa calling in. As you know, Senator LaMalfa has resigned from his spot as a state senator, and we're going to talk about that and a few other things.
Mm.
And today, there's going to be an announcement there at the Republican headquarters, right on Hilltop, by Jim Nielsen, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. He's going to be talking right there today, and he'll be on tomorrow morning. We also have Rod Dinger going to be on from the airport, but he also handles a lot of the different aspects of government and functioning right here at the city. So we've had one before. He's a good interview. He likes to jump in there and talk about a lot of different things. We have a whole lot of stuff happening today, my friends. But first, we're going to go to our buddies in the Wells Fargo Advisors and Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages have just moved into positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 23 points at 13,059. The S&P 500 is up a point at 1406. The Nasdaq Composite is up also a point at 3076. Some of the day's biggest movers, Pfizer's up a penny, trading at $23.79. Walt Disney up $1.06 at $50.72. U.S. Steel positive 16 cents, trading at $18.94. Local stocks of interest, Walmart is up 11 cents, $73.62. Costco down 4 pennies, trading at $98.14. Safeway positive 56 cents at $16.38. Over in the bond department, the benchmark 10-year Treasury note is price yield 1.58%. For commodities, gold is down $3 at $1,692 per ounce. Silver's down 19 cents at 32. Crude oil off 86 cents, trading at $94 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. You know, our Wells Fargo Advisors are on Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. Great, great advice they give concerning what's going on with the economy and how the economy has been in such a state for the last 3.5 years. Well, it's 4 years, maybe five, and what we're going to do about that. But if you need some advice, then you head on down to Wells Fargo Advisors. Again, on Park Marina Drive. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to try and hit through two or three of these things before we get the senator on the line. Carlin and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's good to be back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Join North Valley Standdown for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, hole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Standdown Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241 Stone or visit us online at estategranite.com.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you, of course, by Tobacco and Brew, our buddies down there, Joe and Shelley. Good morning. You know, they've got, you've got Espresso Joe's, get that great coffee, great prices. They have specials on all the time. You know, you just can't ask for more. That it's a good price and great coffee. And then you've got the funnest walk-in humidor in the state. They'll meet or beat any prices on tobacco here in the Reading area. Community involvement. Over 30 years of community involvement. And, you know, below the scenes in the sense of offering offering help to people, offering up meeting places for people that you know, for their clubs or they're having, any type of clubs or activities, offering that up. You can't say enough about Tobacco and Brew and Joel and Shelley. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's jump into these before the senator calls. I told I said call sometime this morning between 7:15 and 7:30. City Council directed that a plan to send $3 million to a Nebraska company to upgrade the billing system. I guess we already are using their system, but also to take over the call center. So, you know, I listened to this the other day. I was down at the City Council. I'm there off and on, mainly off. But I heard the people talking about this, and what they're doing is they're outsourcing jobs to the call center. Already, when you go into, if you go down and try and pay your bill or need to talk to somebody, in the walk-in there, you've got to wait. And you just, sit down, pick up a magazine, bring a book with you, bring something that you can spend, a lot of time. So, I don't see how this is going to help that, because from what I understand is that even though you have the call center in another place, which costs jobs, you're still going to have the walk-in center there, which seems to be the big delay. Though I have called before, and it's taken a long time, but they also just say, leave your number and they'll call you back type thing. I'm not sure about taking out jobs in this economy, outsourcing them to Nebraska. And the other thing too was, even though we've been using the center, should it be a single offer there? Do we need to put that out for bid? Well, our council didn't think so. I'm still not crazy about this. I can see where they're doing the upgrading of the software, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because using the same company, I have no problem with that. But outsourcing jobs right now, is that a good idea? Are we doing it to save what? How much money are we saving? Okay, now, how about this? The University of Colorado Political Science Department has correctly predicted every presidential race since 1980 based on an economic model. Every race since 1980. And in their economic model, they have Romney winning with well over 300 electoral votes to Obama's 218. It's not going to be close. 52.6% of the vote is going to go for Romney. They have never been wrong since they've started this. And it's just based simply, it's the economy, stupid. And for people not to see that, you're just like whistling in the dark. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Senator LaMalfa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Carl?
I'm doing fine. Don't be so excited.
Hey, it's the morning, man.
Hey, I know it's the morning. Probably you haven't drank 6 cups of coffee in a Red Bull, huh?
I don't do either one of those things.
Well, that's bad. Bob does that. It's kind of hard to keep him in the chair. So you've hung up your spurs in the Senate.
Well, it's just kind of parking them for a different set of spurs later, right?
Yeah, I guess so. So can you explain to the audience, when the decision was made and why and all that?
Certainly. And I think the story's out there, but I'm glad to
to hear from you with that something in between us there.
Sure, sure. It just made perfect sense to me that since we're moving towards the congressional seat that Wally Herger has decided to not run for re-election for, and we're already well into the process with having gotten through the primary with a very strong support. Thank you, everyone. And should I be successful in November, it would cause a need for there to be a special election to finish the final 2 years of the state Senate. And, the governor doesn't appoint, people aren't appointed on that. It always requires an election. And so that was something that I was concerned with from day one of, the congressional campaign. And so, over the time, over the months, I did some checking out of how the process would work. And finally, last Friday, I spoke to the governor Friday morning about the situation and asked that he commit that he would call the special in time so that could consolidate into the November general election that's happening anyway. So that'll save much on cost. And this doing it this way allowed for me to do the work of the senator from for the entire year, all the way up through Friday night when we finish the body of work of the legislative year. Friday, well, actually 1:30 in the morning on Saturday, and that was it. So I felt that was the best point to jump off from. It gave the governor 12 days to get the election called and the process started. And so you have two positive things: saving the cost of the election, and also that the time that the Senate seat would be unoccupied would be the quietest time of year, basically from now until January. Mm-hmm. When the election process,
because all the bills have been voted on and everything.
All the bills are voted and either defeated or on the governor's desk, and I hope he has a veto pen pretty handy there for a bunch of stuff that went through. But
well, we want to talk about that too.
That said, this made the best sense for the taxpayers and for the election process and for the representation for the Senate district, that the quiet time be when there's not much going on. So
okay, so but there's only 58 days before the election.
I think it's 61.
61 days. Okay. So. Now, how long do people have to put in to run for your office? Now,
about from the announcement, I think is about 2 weeks.
And
so
okay.
The Secretary of State and the county offices are they're putting those details together right now. So
we know Jim Nielsen wanted to run.
Yeah, that's no surprise.
Yeah,
there. Something that was determined, when he saw that I was going to have this
right.
opportunity.
And
so that's why he didn't run.
He didn't run for
re-election. Assembly term.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break, Senator. We'll be right back. Our guest is Senator Doug Lamoff. We talked about his resignation from the Senate to save taxpayers' money so they can have the election on November 6th. And then move forward with that. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the last minute stuff that happened in Sacramento, which is I'm just sure is going to enthuse everybody. And we're going to talk about the Democrat convention and a whole bunch of other things. We'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. This Sunday, eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts at Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it!
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window can be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460 freefireradio.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Is there more to this? Is it just go like that? Was that it?
Yeah, well, usually you jump right. I got to extend that one out. That's a yes, it can happen to you.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, all right. Good tune.
Carl Lindabot. Linda is on her way back. She'll be back tomorrow for On the Spot with Lindabot. 7:25 in the morning here. It's September the 5th. Our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa. And, Senator, okay, you still with us there?
Yes, sir.
I know. You're always with us there, Senator LaMalfa. Hey. What happened in the last few minutes of I just can't wait. What did they pass this time?
Oh, were you watching?
Was I watching?
Were you watching on TV or following the play by play of what was happening in the last 4 minutes of the 2 year session?
you mean the California session?
Yeah.
No. You know what? I can only take so much frivolity at one time. So. What's the highlight?
Probably shut off the TV because it would be too. Well, here's how it goes. Here, there's still this big stack of legislation to do, and most of it is due by midnight. Now, certain things that require 2/3 votes or what have you can actually go through or be called any time of year, because they have that higher threshold of votes that are required, 2/3 votes. So, at any given time, the legislature can run down there and vote in a tax increase if it felt like it, or other 2/3 measures. You know, it takes more rule waivers and all that stuff. But when we got down to the final hour, there was still a lot to do. So bills that were sitting on the file, I mean, you should have seen it and been amazed, because it was to the point where they didn't want to spend the extra seconds involved to call the roll all the way through all 40 members of the Senate.
Uh-huh.
So the pro tem was standing up there next to the floor, the senator who's running the floor. And so you need 21 votes to pass a bill, right? Normal bills.
Uh-huh.
And so because we were running out of time, it's getting to be 11:50, 11:53, 54. The roll call was only going through, say, about the S's. On the alphabetical order of names. Once they get 24, 25 votes, they just close the roll, and they didn't call all 40 names.
Well, I guess
and
it's...
So I'm sitting there dumbfounded, because my colleague who'd been there longer than me said, I've never seen this before in all my years in the state legislature.
Well, you're lucky they just didn't say, all right, all you Democrats, raise your hand, and then you just counted them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, passes.
Well, there is certain rules that I guess are not waivable, so
which is
that,
good.
That was a bit surreal, including in there somewhere was the 1 minute debate on the mattress tax. I think that was passed at about 11:58.
Okay, tell us the mattress tax.
It's basically like your CRV on a aluminum can,
uh-huh.
Only it's on mattresses. It's
so they're raising the price on mattresses now.
Yeah, you're gonna have to pay a cut. From when you buy a bed, so that they'll have a fund of money to put into to go pick up mattresses, ostensibly, I guess, along the edge of the road, or make you return them for deposit or some such. See, we didn't talk about it very long. We had there was about a 27-second window to actually maybe talk about the bill, but they weren't recognizing questions from the members on that either. So
they weren't recognizing questions. Wait, what's this mattress tax? Wait, you mean... Gosh.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would have had to maybe throw my football up to the front there to get the attention or something. And, you know, it's amazing.
Another tax. Hey, people, when you go out and buy that mattress, well, when does that take place? Start this year? Next year?
Well, it'll kick in January
1. Hey, now's that time. Go out there and get that mattress.
That combined with your new lumber tax.
The lumber tax.
That got passed post midnight, because that's a 27 vote measure there. So if you go to build a house, when you put the mat, it does sound like Taxman by the Beatles there. You know,
so
build a house, you know, I'm not saying, but if you buy a mattress,
you pay the tax. Hey, we've got to take a break here in like 30 seconds. I want to go back to the lumber tax. So if you're buying a house, now you're paying more because... But are they calling it tax, or are they calling it something else?
Oh, they're trying to say it's a fee.
fees, of course. How silly of us to think that they were taxing us when that's illegal. So they had to
be
fees.
But the Dems can pass fees all day long by themselves on a 21 vote measure.
Yeah, just call it a fee. Quack, quack, quack. Okay, we'll be right back. Our guest, Senator Doug Lamoff. We've got to take a break here for the news, but we'll be right back with the Senator. I want more information here.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are little changed in early trading as a better-than-expected report on the U.S. economy does little to boost markets. Investors are waiting for the European Central Bank to clarify its plans to buy sovereign debt. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 15 points. Investors are buying up shares of Dollar General, this after the discount retailer posted a huge jump in second quarter profit, prompting it to raise its full-year earnings forecast. The company also announced an additional $500 million share buyback. And Kohl's Department Stores is expanding its electric vehicle charging station initiative. By the end of the fall, shoppers will have access to 101 charging stations at 52 Kohl's locations across 14 states. At the participating locations, up to 3 parking spaces will be reserved for EV drivers to charge at no cost while they shop. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Play bingo at Wind River Casino, where high-stakes bingo is in action. Every last Sunday of the month, over $20,000 must go.
20 regular game marathon pays $1,000. Paper $35, PhDs $99.
We are the only place in town to offer a breakfast buffet free with your bingo buy-in.
Every last Sunday of the month, over $100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month.
You only have to be 18 to play.
Don't like to dob? Let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo.
Play rock and roll bingo the second Friday of every month. Be ready for a game full of excitement, music, lights, and fun.
Over 7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Plus, on Wednesday, August 29th, 10 lucky winners will be selected for a chance at $500 in our Bingo's Night on the River drawing. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com and check out our Bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound has everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR, 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by the Australian Hat Outlet in Anderson, Blue Lake Casino in Blue Lake, Mike's Outdoors of Durham, and Bastiani Arms in Redding. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Dubai. Linda Stowe coming back from Sacramento. She'll be back tomorrow for On the Spot with Linda Bott. 7:35 on September 5th. While I was gone, Bad Bob, you let August just get away from me, didn't you?
It just slipped right through my fingers.
If you have a question for Senator Doug LaMalfa, 530-605-4567, or send it to us via the chat room at KCNR1460.com, and we've had a number of those questions pop up. Senator LaMalfa, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Oh, you know, you can't imagine what a great time we've been having during the break talking about the mattress tax. You know, is it just, you know, a one fee? Is it how many times you use it? Do, you know, do adult film industries, they have to pay more? I mean, what?
Possibilities are endless.
Yeah,
here.
It was just here. I mean, I'm thinking that if you go to the colleges.
It's different for the hourly rate.
Yeah, I mean, we could balance the budget off this one. Okay.
Yeah, you know, we didn't get to debate that stuff. We could have maybe seen ways to extract more money via those particular industries you're speaking of. So, you know, it would be nice.
It would be nice.
Have that proper debate. So,
yeah.
I'd do my duty and vote no against that measure. So.
Do you have just a sign that says no? Just hold it up.
Sign.
No.
Here's your sign.
Here's your sign. You know what? I've just got back from a family reunion. They're from, you know, people come from all over. And when I tell them the things that have been passed in our assembly in the Senate, they just sit there and laugh. They think I'm just being funny. And I said, No. I speak the truth. It's the assembly and the Senate that make the jokes. Unfortunately, they become laws. Okay, got any?
I try to inject a little humor into the debate or just during the timeline there that isn't necessarily on the bills themselves. And they were gracious. They allowed me to, you know, they called the roll when we reestablished the session after, a break or a recess or whatever, and they let me do that once on the last night there. So we actually had a little fun with that. I got to do the roll call for all the members and made up a little name for each one of them or something like that. So, you know, inject a little humor into the place, and it isn't all nasty all the time.
No, of course not. It's just what the end results are. Driver's licenses for illegals. Did that pass?
This is an incremental chipping away at it. They didn't do a carte blanche for all. They're doing this now for this term we call the Dreamers these days. So the young folks, they're caught in the crossfire of a government that can't establish an immigration policy or a border policy that makes any sense, and people out there that desire to make everybody legal and come partake of what the producers of this country have established and do. So, you know, this is one for those that are...
The Border Patrol and ICE, when they pick them up now, these guys say to them, I'm a dreamer, literally. And they have to turn them loose. I can't even begin to tell you. I'm trying to get a member of the ICE from down in the Southwest to get on the show here, of course, without his name being used. To say how bad this is and what's happening down there. I mean, it's dangerous for our Border Patrol and stuff. But this thing with the driver's license.
Yeah, all I can think of is like Beatles songs and Monkey songs. They should just start singing to the Border Patrol agents, you know, Daydream Believer or, you know, it's just like, yeah. it's becoming that much of a joke for them because they can just say, oh, hey, I'm a dreamer and.
That's it. They don't have to say what school they went to. They don't have to say when they graduated or even what city it's in. They just have to say it.
Documentation, nothing.
Nothing.
It's a gigantic
nothing. And
joke.
Our state of California is becoming a sanctuary state. Well, let me tell you about in New Mexico, the governor of New Mexico has been fighting under the other administration. They're giving driver's licenses to illegals. And so what happens? New Mexico becomes a magnet state for illegals who then come in, get their driver's license, and then spread throughout the rest of the country. It is not just illegals like the poor little farm worker. They're getting all types of people coming in here. Asians, Europeans, they're coming into New Mexico and just getting these free driver's licenses, which allows them now to do everything.
It's, you know, I don't blame the individual so much because the signal it's being sent to them is come on across. We got jobs, we got bennies, we got goodies for you. And so, yeah, all you have to do is bend this little rule. Well, the fault lies 95% with our form of government allowing this to happen.
But it's both Republicans and the Democrats, Doug, that have allowed this to happen. I mean,
In the past, you know, in the 80s, amnesty was done. You know, it's like, all right, let's just reshuffle the cards and start fresh, right? Well, maybe that could have worked one time, maybe. But
it didn't work last time.
They didn't do the other half of the equation in controlling the border and implementing the 100% policy it would take to make that happen. So, you know, you can just do amnesty over and over and over again, and all it does is make a mockery of the people that are playing by the rules.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, that's why we cannot do that again. And the discussion needs to be controlling our border, having an immigration policy for people that want work permits or tourist visas, or to apply for citizenship, and process those. Process them timely so they feel like that, yeah, it's worth playing by the rules, that I can get a work permit, I can immigrate to the country. And so if we don't do any of these things, then we just have the mockery we have. And so it's
absolutely right.
Backbone in Washington, D.C. to get it going.
We need that. But the first words out of Romney's mouth should be, I'm going to shut the border so we don't have to worry about illegals coming across, and then I'm going to fix this problem we have. Do people that have been here X number of years, and you say what year it is, are they going to be forced out? I mean, there are precedents from it. There are precedents. Eisenhower, Truman, they pushed millions of back across the border. And so should that happen? I don't know. But there's got to be something. You're right. It's ludicrous because it's not just poor little farm workers that are coming across the border to make a living. It's from all nations, and how many of them come across that could be actually be really a threat?
Well, shouldn't we have that control? Shouldn't we have
the
control of our own immigration turnstiles here? I think so.
You would think so, wouldn't you? I mean, a border kind of defines a nation, but maybe we're just trying to be maybe Obama wants us to be a totally, you know, American, you know, north, south, whatever, middle America. Got to take a break. Our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa. We're talking about his run for Congress. When we come back, we want to talk about some of the things he wants to introduce if he wins, and talking about the economy. We're stuck in a bad place right now. And I'd like to see what he would like to do to help get us off, you know, where we're at and start moving us forward again and start bringing our economy back to where it should be. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What she's did. What was that promise that you made?
Fall is around the corner at Dandelion Boutique. Come on in and check out the new fall colors. Rich burgundy, rust and wine. Your favorite fall colors. Those autumn favorites. There are always new arrivals in the store. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Color Me Cotton, Cut Loose, True Grit, just to name a few. Need new jeans? Believe me, there's nothing better than the Jag Pull-On Jeans. Boot cut, straight leg, the jean that fits every body. And now Dandelion has extended their hours, open to 6 p.m., so you can go shopping after work. And don't forget, there still is time to catch the 50% off summertime apparel clearance. Dandelion on Market Street in the Sherbin Square. Open daily till 6 p.m. Dandelion, where fashion is always friendly.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
And coming, not the car washing suds.
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 745, September the 5th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. If you have a question for the good senator, but I have lots of questions, Senator. Your run for Congress. Obviously, the Democratic convention is going on, and they're saying, hey, you know, he's really a good guy. He just needs four more years.
Four more years golfing would be perfect. I think he's earned it. It's a lot of hard work. Just go ahead and go golf.
He's a little young to retire, but
Air Force One.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a little early to retire, but frankly, we have people in the California government that's retired.
Hey, everybody retires at 50.
Yeah, everybody does. What do you see your part is if being elected in this economy, trying to change our economy? What ideas are you going to bring to the table there, Senator?
Well, I don't claim to have all the new ideas in the world. I think I just be part of a force, you know, again, of bringing a few more titanium spines to the table of the process we have to do. And, you know, the three major things that we need to try and get done out of the chute that can set the course for us for the next few years in the short term and then long term as well. But I think the first thing we have to do is, you know, we saw the debt meter hit the $16 billion mark just in time for the Democrat National
Convention. $16 trillion. You know what? They haven't mentioned that yet. Wonder why.
Yeah. I said T, right?
I think you did.
Yeah. I mean, I just got to adjust the decimal points in my thinking from the billions.
Well, you know, trillion.
Trillions at the
federal. Trillion.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a pretty amazing amount of money that we talk about loosely here. So don't tell anybody what the next one is after that, which is, you know, quadrillion. Don't tell anybody back there what that word is. Yeah. So anyway, it's first of all solving the spending. Okay, we have to move in a direction of not spending more than we take in. That's a very simple, basic concept. States have to look like we're doing that, and you know, each year the budget has to plausibly look like it's being balanced. And you know, we carry last year's debt over into the next year at the state level, so it's infected everywhere. But we're not allowed to do that very long in the private sector before you get into some kind of big trouble. So all this said, solving the spending problem and starting to take the bite back out of that debt. There's a lot of things government's involved with that it should not be. Federal level needs to devolve things that the states can do better, or that local government, or how about, like in the 10th Amendment, the individual should be doing.
Well, I like that idea. You know, the fact is that when you get into this business, you know, I look at the average American family is making $4,000 less than it did last year. It's the cost of gas is $2 more than it was 3 years ago when he came
there
in.
There you hit on point number two right there.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to have a stimulus, you know, that the president tried and, you know, the Congress went along with a couple years ago. If you want to have a real stimulus, then the cost of doing business being lowered helps to stimulate the economy. And the single biggest thing we could do that would help all business and all private individuals is cost of energy. You talked about, you mentioned cost of gas, electricity as well. All these things that drive the economy that people need, everything pretty much needs energy, unless you're, in a cave grinding pine nuts or something. So you see that in agriculture, timber, manufacturing, everything uses energy. So why aren't we getting the most effective and viable, best sources of energy, and why aren't we producing it here? Why are we even fiddling around waiting to get the pipeline that would bring oil from the north to our refineries in the central states in the south? Why is that even a debate? Why aren't we building the electric power plants, nuclear plants, hydro plants that make reliable, low-cost electricity to power all of our infrastructure? And then why aren't we bringing the manufacturing back to this country, giving people jobs here, building it here, using our resources, using these low-cost sources of electricity, and a reasonable set of laws governing labor and environment that allows people to produce but still keeps them responsible in the treatment of those two things?
Those are all
kind of work together in that direction. If we want to build it here, if we want to have jobs here, if we want to have the ability to afford to do it here, those things all need to be happening. So that's another major portion I'm pushing for.
Well, you know what? It's why. All those are great questions. Why? I would love to have somebody sit down with Obama and just ask him these questions. Why aren't we doing these things? Anyway, we got to take a break. Senator Doug Emhoff is our guest. We have a bunch of questions coming in from the chat room. Well, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
How many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson, experience the ride, live the dream.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:55 in the morning, September the 5th. Our guest, Senator Doug LaMalfa. Senator, got a bunch of questions coming in here. One, the lumber tax. Can you explain, you had a, it said that you had a no vote in there, but that's not exactly clear.
Certainly. That was a measure that the people in the timber industry wanted pretty bad. And so we'd been hearing about it through the year, and they gave us just a quick update at the very beginning of the year on the thing. But this was a deal that was cut between the governor and some of the Dems without a heck of a lot of Republican input on it. And so when the deal was close to being done at the end, they said, look, we got a new 1% tax. Basically sales tax on all the lumber here, and we're going like, well, that doesn't exactly jive. It doesn't fit with what we think is good policy. And what's part of that problem is that it has the biggest thing that they were trying to get was the litigation relief, where the federal government, the U.S. attorneys, are using a California state law to get gigantic awards for when there's a fire on private land that might get into federal land or what have you. And so they say, well, hey, it's your fault because you're over here operating in timber operation, or just the fact that you even exist. We're going to come sue you for it. And so we've seen gigantic awards given out, and the awards go beyond even the value of the land. You know, so if a piece of land is worth, I don't know, let's say $1,000 an acre, right? They're getting awards that are higher than the $1,000 an acre that you can buy it for. And they have all sorts of loose ends in there saying that you can sue for archaeological value, for aesthetic value, for tourist value, for just a whole list of things that you can add on top of it. So you're getting awards that are higher than that. We don't believe this bill has strong enough language in it to even cap the awards that can come from the litigation, and that's the biggest, most important part of it. And so a letter that was sent from our state resources secretary to the Interior Secretary Salazar at the federal level, they were concerned that the feds, like, hey, is this bill going to limit our big awards we're getting? And our state secretary assured them, nah, it's not going to really have much effect. So why in the world are we passing a bill that isn't going to have that effect, and at the same time foisting a 1% tax on all the people that use wood products? So, you know, I got a million letters from people, and, hey, we support this industry. We support these jobs intensely. You hear it, just falls out of my mouth when I'm making a speech. I always talk about what are the jobs around here: ag, timber, minerals, our water supply, the manufacturing that we still have. You know, I'm always talking about timber, and we've done a lot over my 10 years to try and help that industry. But you know, this is a deal that's kind of cut behind our backs, and this is the best we can get. This is what the governor wants. Blah blah blah. And I don't think it's going to be effective enough. So that said, in the budget committee, when we had our first crack at it, that was still a couple, 2-3 weeks left of the session, and they said, well, you guys keep working on this bill. I'm not going to vote no on the bill today in order to allow you guys to work together on something that I think is more effective and more palatable. Because it isn't just the timber industry, it's also all the consumers out there that have to pay the tax too, you know. And then here's the precedent too, Carl. The state has these very onerous, very ridiculous, actually, timber harvest plans, permits, that you have to get in order to go out and cut a couple hundred acres of timber under a very close prescription, right? So it costs anywhere from $50,000 to $80,000 to prepare this plan. And they act like every time you apply for one that they've never heard of people cutting timber before. So it's almost like a CEQA permit. And so that's the situation we have in California for the permit. Now, you go up to Oregon, you can do it in 2 or 3 pages in a couple of weeks. Washington, same thing. Here, it takes almost a year. You have to have all these 4 different agencies all take a look at it. Fish and Game has to look at it. Water Quality has to look at it. Department of Forestry has to look at it. It's a ridiculous measure. But the idea is like, well, that's how it's going to be permanently. We're just going to assume that that's what California does. And so instead, we can't afford to pay this anymore. We're going to shift this to the consumer is going to now, in this fee or in this tax that you pay at the cash register, will cover the timber harvest fee plus some other stuff. It's actually making more money than what they need to cover the fees by about double.
Hey, Senator, we got to run here.
Sure.
There's so much more about it. So I'm sure we're going to have you back on a couple of times.
I'm not an unreasonable guy on this thing here, but look at what's the policy going to be?
And yeah.
So, you know, I can't vote for stuff that is bad news, even though they might be some of our best friends in the North State.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to try. We got to do the right thing, and I don't mind taking the heat for it. So.
Okay. Senator Doug Moff has been our guest. We'll have you back on several times before the election, Senator.
Okay,
thanks a lot for joining us today. Okay, when we get back, we're going to have Rod Dinger on. We're talking airports and everything else that's going on in the city. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Democrats will nominate President Obama for 4 more years tonight.
The economy is getting better. It's a slow process.
And the president's acceptance speech tomorrow is now going to be an inside job. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live in Charlotte.
They said they'd hold it, rain or shine, just a few blocks away in the 70,000-seat football stadium. But now, citing possible severe weather tomorrow night, the Obama campaign says the president will give his acceptance speech back here at the convention center, which only holds 20,000 seats. Forecasters say the skies could potentially clear up tomorrow night. Republicans say the Democrats couldn't fill the stadium. Former President Bill Clinton, meantime, will speak to a packed house here when he sells 4 more years later on tonight, Dave.
Jeff, Republicans keep saying the president has failed.
It's a country in decline.
VP nominee Paul Ryan now rallying in Iowa. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The Republicans are offering quick rebuttals of the Democratic convention, calling the first night a series of tributes to government being the only solution in Adel, Iowa. Republican vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan continuing that attack.
Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? We answered that question in 1980. We fired Jimmy Carter and we hired Ronald Reagan. We're going to do a repeat this time in 2012.
Mitt Romney is off the campaign trail today. He's preparing for the presidential debates, Dave.
Jared, days after the U.S. stopped training some Afghan forces after all the recent deadly attacks by trainees, Afghanistan's made some arrests.
Together we are committed to stopping it.
That's U.S. Lieutenant General John Terry. After the Afghans arrested or discharged hundreds of soldiers investigated for any ties to insurgents, General Terry insisting the U.S. mission will not change.
We will fight alongside them.
The earth has just quaked off the coast of Costa Rica, a magnitude 7.9 that's prompted a tsunami warning from Guatemala and Honduras and Mexico down to Ecuador and Colombia and Peru. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
It was a victory rally. At midnight in Montreal, they were celebrating an election victory until shots rang out.
In Montreal, a masked gunman opened fire during a midnight victory rally for Quebec's new premier, killing one person and wounding another. The new premier, Pauline Marois, was whisked off the stage by guards while giving her speech and was uninjured. The gunman then fled outside where he set a small fire before he was captured. The motive remains unknown, according to police. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
A week after Isaac hit Louisiana, people are cleaning up their flooded homes or some planning to just move.
I've talked to all my neighbors, and it's probably 80-20. 80% aren't coming back.
Fewer than 1,000 remain in shelters in Louisiana. They've been instructed, so now Drew Peterson's jury has started deliberating, deciding if the ex-Illinois cop killed his third wife, whose death was ruled accidental until wife number four disappeared. Stacy Peterson is still missing. You don't hear this often. Wednesday night football. But that is how the NFL is kicking off the season.
The NFL did not want to compete with President Obama.
Congratulations to the Super Bowl champion, New York Giants.
They were together in June at the White House, but with the president speaking tomorrow at the Democratic Convention, the NFL moved up its normal Thursday opener to tonight.
We've done some really good things, but there's still room for improvement.
Quarterback Eli Manning and the Giants will host Dallas, but it's the team that lost to the Giants in February, New England. That's the 9-2 Las Vegas favorite to win this season's Super Bowl. The Patriots are at Tennessee Sunday, the day for most of the NFL openers. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, not much action so far this morning. The Dow is up 12 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way back from Colorado. She'll be in tonight. Be back on the spot with Linda Bott tomorrow. 8:05 in the morning on September the 5th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of things going on here. We've got a, the fires, when we came back, they're kind of down, so we're not having, like, the big fire, updates and all that. During this hour, we're going to be talking about a number of things. We have Rod Dinger here, who is heads up, of course, the Reading Airport, but also is the Support Services Director, and there's a number of things he does with that, too, that we want to talk about that has to do with what costs you for certain things. But first, we're going to start with the weather.
Well, that's right, Carl. Today's high will be about 98 degrees. They've backed off a little bit from that century mark. Mainly clear tonight, low of 63. Sunny tomorrow, a little bit cooler with a high of 96. And currently in Reading, we're looking at 63 degrees. And the weather, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard.
Let's talk about Anselmo Vineyard. You know what? I'm going up there, in fact, tomorrow for lunch. Meeting some friends up there. But tomorrow night's pizza night, and they have handmade pizzas that they cook in their wood-fired oven. Each one of them. And you might want to call up and say, hey, I'd like to get a pizza night, because I've been up there a couple of times and they've literally just run out of pizzas in the evening. But then they have, a regular menu that goes along with that. Friday and Saturday, music. So you have great dining. You've got, super wines, award-winning wines. You've got the ambiance out there. It's cooler up there and music. 474-5546 and Anselmo Vineyards. All right. We have on the line, of course, is someone of our favorite people. I mean that. Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo Advisors. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are mixed at this point. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 16 points at 13,053. The S&P 500 is down a point at 1,404. The Nasdaq Composite is down 5 points at 3,070. Some of the day's biggest movers, Eli Lilly, positive 72 cents, trading at 46.01. Hewlett-Packard, up 27 cents at $17.26. General Electric, positive 22 cents at $20.73 per share. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Pacific Gas and Electric, down 15 cents at $43.29. AT&T, positive 11 cents at $36.92. Target, down 26 cents at $63.58. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 1.58%, and the 30-year bond is 2.7. Commodities are mixed. Gold is up 40 cents at $1,696 per ounce. Silver is down 8 cents at 32. Crude oil down 69 cents, trading at $94 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, the $16 trillion when we hit that debt. Did you see the? Yeah, no, it wasn't how much we're going to pay you. Did you see a big bounce or anything happening to the market when it went over like that?
No. The market is just waiting, mostly for tomorrow's report from the European side on whether they're going to buy bonds.
Okay. So,
we're just sitting flat.
All right. So that's a big thing then tomorrow to be looking for then. So
that's what we're looking for.
All right. Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors. This is why we, you know, love having them on, because they can give us that insight that maybe you're not looking at. They're down at Park Marina Drive. Thanks so much to our Wells Fargo Advisors. And they're on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got a lot of things to talk about. We've got Rod Ninja here. Of course, we're going to be talking, the airport, but also support services in Reading, and then just a number of things, because Rod likes to talk about other subjects too. First thing he asked was, where's Linda? Oh, why should that surprise me? Carl on the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a bot. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Scadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join North Valley Standdown for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, whole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Standdown Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Are you having a good Wednesday? I am. 8:12 in the morning. 530-605-4567. So good to get back to the chat room and see everybody in there, Sonny and Angel and Max and Fargy and the gang. You know, it was also good to come home and you walk in your house and there's smoke outside and it's 98 degrees, that your house is cool and you don't smell smoke in there. And why? Because you have Alliance Heating in there taking care of your house 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If you've got a problem, you give Alliance Heating and Air a call at 221-2642. Frankly, when I talked, you know, we had lunch the other day, he said, I'm slammed. You know what? Let's keep him slammed because it's a local business and they do great work. Check them out at homecomfort.org. Air conditioning tune-ups, so important to keep everything running correctly. They do it right. They stand by it. And they believe in that old-fashioned value of quality. That's Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Okay, our guest today is Rod Dinger. And Rod, good morning.
Good morning.
Where's Linda, huh? Okay, yeah. I got it. You head up, besides the airport that you head up out there, you also are the support services director
for the
city of Reading. What exactly is that?
I also oversee solid waste, information technology, fleet, purchasing, building maintenance, repro graphics.
Okay. You've got it all then. Is that a new thing they made for you? Just because you were just bored out there at the airport?
No. We had a retirement, and they asked me to if I was interested in a promotion, and that was over a year ago. So I've been doing
we've had you
jobs.
We've had you on a couple of times before. Okay, let's start out with the airport. You're having a meeting with United this Friday.
That's correct.
And what's that mean?
Well, they invited us back to talk about potential Denver service. So myself, Mark LaSalle from EDC, is going to accompany me back to Chicago. We'll leave tomorrow with our air service consultant, Mead and Hunt.
Would you like me to go along as a bodyguard? You're going back to Chicago?
Yes.
Well, frankly, it's the murder capital of the world. Why would you go there? Why don't you go to a place like, you know, Haiti? It's safer.
Well, Mark's from New Zealand. I felt safe enough with Mark.
Okay. What does this mean now? Is when we talk about United, you know, so how many flights a day do we have coming into Reading?
Unfortunately, we're at the lowest point in for almost forever. We're down to 3 daily flights to San Francisco. We will get a seasonal one back in October, going to 4 daily flights.
So 3 daily flights. I think it's one at 6 in the morning. And who flies in here?
That's SkyWest doing business as United Express, so they code share with United. This meeting where United invited us back to talk about Denver, they want to expand Denver service. We have that $500,000 grant from the Department of Transportation that expires at the end of this year, and we did a pro forma, and it's financially it makes sense if they want to commit the aircraft.
Well, yeah, that'd be a big help. Bob, give us, there's a traffic alert just happened.
We got a tip from our sales manager, Santos. Highway 44 westbound coming into Reading at the Auditorium Drive exit or thereby this where you get off of the Sundial Bridge. Bad traffic accident, traffic starting to back up all the way across river. If you are coming into town on Highway 44 westbound, probably a good idea to pick an alternate route. We're trying to check with CHP right now and get some further information. But if that's your commute, better pick a different one, and we'll update as necessary.
That's right. Go around to the Victor, head on down to Cypress, and go that way. Okay, Rod Dinger is our guest here. We're talking at the airport. So there's a chance. We've got 3 flights. And I tell you what, that is really a pain. I mean, it really is. I mean, how can we talk about people coming in with business growing when we've got an airport that gets 3 flights a day?
Oh, it's extremely frustrating. I pulled out a schedule from 1994 where we had here in Reading, and we had 13 daily flights between San Francisco, San Jose, Portland, Seattle. Definitely it's a low spot, but
okay. I'm an ignorant Marine. So 13 flights a day was because.
Well, it was
why so many?
It was in 1994. They were smaller aircraft. The economy was different. We were actually at 11 daily flights at 9/11, and you know, so 2001, and then many things happened. But one was the bankruptcy of United. They reduced their fleet out of San Francisco, then reduced the feeder aircraft in. Horizon was unfortunate. You know, we were successful with them going to Los Angeles. But I'm an optimistic person. I believe with the continued effort that we will see other destinations other than San Francisco, and this is a positive sign.
So can we hold Barack Obama personally responsible for this? With the economy, this is why this is happening? You're not jumping on this, Rod.
Yeah.
You had a lot to say during the break. Yeah, okay.
I have a question. Who's footing the bill for all that work that's taking place at Benton Air Park?
That's primarily FAA. And so we're very almost complete on that. I do have it on the list. That's some runway safety enhancements for the small airport, and $3.5 million. 95% of that was FAA money to fix some safety area issues on the runway.
When we say safety area issues, is because it was too close to the road, not enough. I mean, because did they extend it, the runway the other direction, right?
Yeah, we just shifted it, and you're right on. You know, the airport was built in the 1920s, and it was really too close to Placer. It was only an 80-foot safety area. And we need 240 feet to be within standard. So that's a pretty big deal. It went real smooth. We had a good contractor and shut the airport down for 17 days up there, the runway. So it reopened, and we're back in business.
Back in business. Okay. I want to take a break a little bit earlier because I want to talk to you about that. Everybody says, why do we just keep Benton up? Because it's costing us so much money. And I'd like you to address that
sure,
when you come
sure,
back. Sure,
Rod.
Okay, our guest is Rod Denter, who is he heads up, of course, all the air ports here in the city, but he's also the support services director and all types of stuff come under that, you know, solid waste and the IT stuff, and of course the RCAC. What? You haven't heard of RCAC? Well, you're not the only one. We'll get back to that too. Carl and Linda Bott.
Football Rivals Slot Tournament at Wind River Casino on Friday, September 7th. Top prize is $1,199. $25 buy-in. Win cash or free slot play. Football memorabilia prizes for triple five bonuses. All participants receive $5 free slot play and have a chance to win a 42-inch flat-screen TV to watch the big games. Walk away a winner in the Football Rivals Slot Tournament. Over $3,000. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river. Play in our weekly slot tournaments at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all in prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fees and details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reddy and Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reddy and Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Reddy and Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill or around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5 or visit their website at readyandharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reddy and Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
TV is not what it used to be. It's way better, thanks to Dish and Woodfill Enterprises. Now you can enjoy your favorite channels for as little as $19.99 a month. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. That includes Blockbuster at Home free for 3 months also. Contact Woodfill Enterprises at 232-0843 today. Your local preferred Dish dealer. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 6th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 5th annual Bark and Wine at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic wines from Northern California and Southern Oregon and enjoy fabulous appetizers. The Lou White Trio, along with numerous drawings and a live auction for some wonderful packages, will entertain you during the evening activities. Get your tickets now at Haven Humane and at That Kitchen Place or call 241-5262.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah! Welcome back to Free Fire. You got welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know what? I'm just kind of like letting it build up there a bit. You know, really, you know, that I expect something like a crescendo of something, Bad Bob. Not that.
That's a great guitar riff. What are you talking
8:23 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know what? Great people at Redding Crown Motors. If you're looking for that Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, or Ram, you go to Redding Crown Motors. And at Crown Motors, they have everything you could possibly want. New, previously owned. They take great pride in the sales they make to their neighbors because it's local, my friends. And then the service they provide for these vehicles is just second to none. That's Redding Crown Motors down at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call, 223-2177. They will find you the deal that you've been looking for. Redding Crown Motors. Bob, before we get to get back to our guest, Mr. Dinger here, what's the latest on the wrecks?
Well, there? The two-car collision there at Highway 44 at Auditorium Drive or Park Marina Drive. Westbound, if you're coming into town that direction, find another way to get in. It's still in the cleanup stage as of a few minutes ago. Two vehicles. One person was trapped in a car complaining of chest pain. We don't have a lot more than that, but right but now
have
multiple...
Have they shut down the road?
Road is not shut down. Traffic control going by, okay. And it's backed up pretty badly. It looks like it's gone all the way across the bridge by now. So if that's your route, pick another one.
Go to Victor. Get off at Victor if you're heading into town. Okay, our guest, Rod Dinger. Rod, who heads up, of course, all the airports here in town, but also a number of other things we're going to talk about. Rod, the Benton Airfield, Air Park, you know, we always hear this. Why are we spending $700,000 a year on Benton Air Park?
Well, it's a great question, and it's come up over the years. I think it's always wise that you revisit these sort of topics and make sure everything's still solid. But Benton is self-sufficient. You know, it's Redding's original airport. You know, it's the base for California Highway Patrol, both their fixed wing and helicopter, refueling station for Reach helicopter that operates off of Shasta Regional. Many tenants, well over 100 tenants based there. So viable part of our economy, a viable part of our airport system here. And it's well maintained and supported. The FAA wanted to make it a priority. That's why they allocated $3.5 million.
Does it pay for itself?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's the big thing. I think people need to know that. Yeah. Is this like a hub for drugs coming in?
No. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we're sure.
Yeah.
Well, you've got the California Highway Patrol there, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that also where Mercy Air Ambulance operates off of? Is that that?
That used to be, but they shut their air wing down, and that was that's why PHI and Reach Helicopter operate.
Yeah, out of Shasta.
Yeah.
You know what? That's our next door neighbor flies for them, and he said one of the things that's kind of an aside here. The best insurance you could ever buy is the insurance in case you have to ride that helicopter. I think it's like $50 a year. I mean, it's really low. But if you ride that helicopter, first of all, you don't want to ride the helicopter because that's serious. It's something like a $15,000 to $20,000 ride.
Yeah.
You know, and if you get hurt on the path there in Weaverville, coming down Weaverville, there's a chance you're going to be riding that helo.
Yeah, big money in air ambulance services up here in the North State. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I think you really explained why we have been there, and that it pays for itself, which is great. And they did do that work quickly. I was surprised because I go up there all the time with Elk Killer there at the dog park. Okay, going back to our main airport, three flights a day. What are y'all trying to do? What is the city trying to do? I know you're going to to Chicago to talk to United about increasing it, a flight into Denver, which would be great. What other things can we do to try and bring in more flights? Is there other organizations, new companies, or something out there we can like fly into Vegas or, you know, nonstop to L.A. or these things? I was hearing about those before.
Yeah, I've been traveling more than ever on air service enhancement efforts. So I've had, 10 meetings. The last one in June. Prior to that was March. I had 11 meetings. So I'm meeting with Alaska, American Eagle, Delta. We're competing against other communities of similar size. There's not a fleet of jets sitting in the desert waiting to be, to be utilized. So we're competing against these other communities. And what always comes into play is your incentive package. That's one reason I believe United is talking to us, because we have a $500,000 revenue guarantee that we can use to help subsidize our startup service. Now, keep in mind that that flight to Denver, it will cost in excess of $6 million a year. If it's one flight, two flights, maybe $10 million a year. So $500,000 just kind of helps take
it. It costs $6 million for them to fly a daily flight to, on these little bitty planes.
Yeah, maybe it's $5.5 million, but yeah.
To fly from Reading to Denver is like that much?
Per year.
For one flight.
Per year, yeah. With all the operating costs and maintenance of a jet, you know, the fees in Denver, you know, what fees are in Reading.
Yeah.
It's a costly thing. Go ahead. When Horizon was flying to Los Angeles, it was $8.5 million for two times a day on the Q400.
Oh my gosh, Bad Bob, you had something you were talking about.
Question from the chat room: what about northbound flights up to Portland, Seattle, the major hubs up that direction for jumping off point points overseas?
Yeah, we bring that up. There's not much interest. Alaska really had the only interest in going back north, but there, if they were to come back into our market, it'd be to Los Angeles. They've made that clear. We've talked to some startups that are out of the Pacific Northwest. They would be smaller aircraft, but we're
how much smaller can they be, Rod?
Eight passenger Pilatus. So we talk to them.
Do you get to sit up front with the pilot? You know, I have flown on airlines where I sat up front with the pilot.
Yeah.
You know, I said, what am I, co-pilot? He goes, just don't talk to me, okay? I went, okay. That's what I said. Okay, we've got, about 30 seconds left, Bad Bob? All right, it must be tough. I didn't realize it cost that much to fly one flight of a small jet from here to Denver.
Well, the economics are huge, and that's why as a community.
Well, the fees are big. Is that a lot of it? The fees,
well,
and the taxes.
Jet fuel is also very costly as well. So
now we can blame that one on Obama.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. You know what? You want airplanes into Reading? Get rid of Obama and his administration.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Instead of the bigger football stadium, President Obama's speech tomorrow night at the Democratic Convention will be in the smaller basketball arena because of possibly bad weather.
Secret Service restrictions would have prevented people from even carrying umbrellas into the stadium. So you have the prospect of tens of thousands of people sitting in the rain without even the protection of an umbrella.
Fox's Wendell Goller in Charlotte, where tonight former President Bill Clinton speaks.
My guess is we'll get a great rendition of how good things were in the 1990s, but we're not going to hear much about how things have been the last 4 years.
Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan in Iowa. In Germany, a memorial 40 years to the day after 11 Israelis were attacked by terrorists at the Munich Olympics. The athletes and coaches were all killed, most of them in a shootout at a nearby airport. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change. I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things: lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to adamsonspeakperformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah.
To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Aw, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way back. She'll be back. We're on the spot with Linda Bott, so I don't want to hear where's Linda tomorrow. But even though I will hear it, I know it'll happen. This portion of the show brought to you, of course, by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I'm heading down there today or tomorrow, too, to catch up on my haircuts. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. Bad Bob's going down there today if I let him off early enough. He needs to go down there. Get out your weed whackers there, boys. You know, the part when they give you the haircut, I don't understand how you get them to trim the hair on the back of your neck or on your shoulders like that. I mean, it's frankly, I don't want to know. Cypress Square Barbershop, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold. All right, our guest is Rod Dinger. And who Rod heads up a lot of things around. You know what? Every time we see Rod, something else, something else. Okay. Do I see wingless flight?
Yeah, that was an idea I'm kind of working on, and that would be, you know, with all the passengers driving to Sacramento, should we pursue an executive bus service that would, you know, initiate at the airport where the passengers would go through screening, the bags be screened, get on a higher-end bus with a concierge service of some sort, be transported to Sacramento, go airside, meaning they would bypass security and be unloaded like they landed in Sacramento, their bags being taken care of already, and then they would go into the post-screening environment.
Would this be a privately owned company?
Well, I mean, that's some of the things we're kind of exploring right now. But it's, you know, you got that big build in Sacramento. There's 8 million passengers. You know, we're not competing with them, but how can we help the community, the ready community, you know, get back and forth, you
quicker.
Know, quicker and in a, you know, San Francisco, Denver, Salt Lake, all those are great, but you know, we still have some other, you know, other thoughts that we're looking into.
Okay. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning. You have a question?
A little bit more of a comment mixed in with the question. Good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm fine. Are you talking to both of us?
Well, the other gentleman, actually, if I forgot his name.
Rod,
sorry about that.
It's Rod Dinger. I'm sorry I didn't get back with his name right away either. Rod Dinger, who heads up, of course, the airports and the support services here in the city, among, you know, solid waste,
IT,
television stations, you name it. He's got
right. Man with many hats. Yeah. But, sir, the comment you were making, it kind of got me a little bit because, you know, I'm a yellow cab driver, and I've already been smacked around by Raba taking business from us at the airport, and then we've already got smacked around by losing Horizon. I mean, please don't take some of the few things we have left for good runs going to Sacramento.
Well, I appreciate that, Jay. I, you know, we're, you know, one of my
it's
jobs.
It's not just us. We have First Class Shuttle who's doing business with as well. I'm not trying to be rude. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I mean, we're trying to keep our local economy going. The last thing we need is well-meaning gentlemen like you who may inadvertently be messing with our business.
Well, I appreciate that, and any attempts I have would not be to purposely have a negative effect on those sort of things. We're also looking at continuing to maintain the workforce of the TSA, too, as we've been reduced down to three flights you know, there some of those positions could be contracted and eliminated. So by having a wingless flight idea would keep them employed and also keep more activity at the airport. So I was going more in that angle, but I hear what he's saying.
And I understand what you're saying, Rob, but what you're doing is you're keeping government jobs going at the expense of private sector jobs on something like that. You could get the private sector involved in this.
Yeah.
Where you could, you know, they could come in and pick up the passengers in this if they've already been, you know, screened.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really not looking at the job part as much as I am about service to the community. And the community needs enhanced service, looking at the wingless flight is just another thought process, much like first class shuttle. You know, it's a smaller operation in terms of a van and trailer, but it is successful, and hats off to them for what they've accomplished.
Okay, Jay, we'll fight it. Rod does. I know Rod, and
let's
I know.
Just find an alternative, right?
Yeah, and Rod, and I know Rod. Rod's not there to kibosh private industry, but he's looking for ways too of helping. You know what's going on. Thanks, Jay. You know what I'd like to see is how about a regular flight down to Sacramento?
Yeah, and
four times a day.
And that's another one we're looking at. Seaport out of the Pacific Northwest has interest. Of course, it's flying the 8-passenger Pilatus. We should be hearing from them here before the end of the year if it's something for 2013.
And if you want to fly, here's a problem that I know you know, Rod. We're looking because we're flying back to Tennessee for a wedding, you know, flying down to New Mexico, trying to get out of Redding without adding another $250 to $300 to your plane ticket it's almost impossible. And is it because there's just these three flights? You like flying from Redding to anywhere adds $200 easily to your flight.
Not really. No, not really. If you were to compare on United and run the ticket from San Francisco to Nashville or Redding through San Francisco to Nashville, the add-on isn't necessarily always $200. But so you want to look at that. But the problem is it is a premium to fly out of Redding now. And since we have no competition, SkyWest knows that. And that's part of the frustration. They are filling those flights and their yield, their per dollar per passenger is high. And so they're happy. And that's why they thought, well, why should we run five flights when we're making more money with four flights or three flights? So it's pure economics from their standpoint, and if you were, in their business, you may be making the same decision. But that's why we have to come up with alternatives and other airlines and other destinations to complement what we have and also have better competition.
Okay. All right. Our guest is Rod Dencher, heads up our airport, trying to lure other air companies in here, aviation companies in here is what's going to come first, another aviation company coming in here or somebody actually building at Stillwater?
Oh.
Okay, we'll take a break on that one. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio.
Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the Zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. This Sunday, eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts at Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this Sunday. Come and get it.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bylund is not back, but she will be. 8:45 in the morning on September the 5th. I'm going to reach out there. As soon as I can reach you, Bad Bomb, smack you for letting August get away.
Yeah, but I get to play this song all month long.
So. You do. That's true. And you know what else? You got to get, you know what? You have to get ready for something. Now, we know it's not new air service into the airport. That'll never happen. No matter how hard. Well, at least not this month. And we know Stillwater, they won't start building out there. But what you can do, you can take charge of your life and go down to Reading Harley Davidson and buy a Harley. Big bike weekend is coming, my friends. You want to be prepared. Head on down, see Nathan down there at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Ernie and Jessica, second generations running Reading Harley Davidson. They've got the Harley for you. They've got, in fact, coming up soon, is going to be a big day out there. You can test drive the different types of Harleys. I know I'm going to go out there and try that trike because at some point, maybe having a trike is going to be the equivalent of having a walker. Now, you know, I may need it someday when I'm like 90. But going out to Reading and Harley Davidson, they've got a bike for everybody. They're at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. You know, you can't experience the ride and live the dream unless you go to Reading and Harley Davidson. Our guest is Rod Dinger. Okay, Rod, we've talked airports. Do we need to get into solid waste?
Sure. We can. Okay. I think I suggested maybe we talk about the new hybrid vehicle that's coming. We got
fuel savings,
40%. The side loaders that go out into the community, they've we've ordered two hybrid units that operate off of at low speeds, operate off of hydraulics, and so we're expecting a savings of 40% for diesel
fuel.
Diesel fuel.
That's great. Love to see that. Do you ever see the thing maybe of doing a pickup every, instead of every week, like every 10 days, every 12 days, and to save on fuel and cost and all that? Because I don't know. I mean, I look up and down. I go down and I check the garbage out on my street to see what's in there, see what people are doing. I'm sure everybody does. I don't know. Do they need one every 7 days?
Yeah, I think that has come up multiple times, and especially in green waste during the summer or during the winter when there's less green waste. And but we're actually acquiring some software that will assist in trying to optimize the routes where a green waste vehicle side loader could be going and the GPS signal goes back and it's able to reroute the vehicle to go to another route and then thus not start a vehicle from the corporation yard, and we save a whole route at that point. So just one vehicle ends up taking two routes in a sense.
That's what I'm looking for, is that we're smart enough to do things like this. I mean, if we can track a calf born in Canada and find out it's someplace in Iowa, we should be able to track our people and say, hey, you know what, we don't need to offload all this and spend the money on fuel and salaries and everything like mm-hmm. that. We should be able to do that. So,
yeah.
So it sounds like at least you're taking a look at it. I think this is something that we need to do. The other things you're getting into, the IASCO.
IASCO.
We know people involved in that, and they are just sold on the fact that these young men coming in there are just, they're fine people.
Yeah, we're real, real blessed to have them in the community. They've been operating solid for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
They've been authorized up to 180 students.
And these are all coming in from mainland China.
Yes, I believe they've trained pilots for four different Chinese airlines. But IASCO's focus isn't just on China. You know, they're looking in other markets and also domestic opportunities. So. They have a great vision. They're well ran, and we're lucky to have them up here in Reading.
And I know that they will not. I know that they really like America too, and that they will not discuss what's going on back in their home country.
It's interesting. They come in. They do spend a lot buying electronics and sunglasses right when they arrive here, and then they send them back. It's interesting.
Okay, we're gonna take a break quick because I'm gonna come back and talk about RCAC.
Okay,
which is near and dear to my heart. That's the Reading Community Access Channel.
Reading Community Access Corporation.
Corporation, which is actually, believe it or not, my friends, there is a TV. Cable channel out there that is open to the public, but the only thing you ever see on it is an ad for Mount Shasta Springwater. We'll be right back. He took the midnight train going
anywhere. The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 248-241-3350.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. You can stand me. Welcome back. We've, see, today we've talked to Senator LaMalfa. We've been discussing all the different things that happened down there and at our assembly and all the last-minute taxes that they pass. They call them fees. We've been talking, though, it's been a great, and this hour's just jumped by us, Rod Dinger, who is heads up the airport. And he had a lot of good information about the airport. And yeah, the big push right now, of course, is getting another airline in here so that we can, or at least another flight out of here so it's more than three a day. And if you know what, if we can make this a viable hub for right around here somehow, you have 8 or 10, like you said, 13 flights a day, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
I don't know how we're going to do that except bring in more industry and stuff. Before we go, before I get to this last question, is that the Salvation Army has just given $5,000 to buy water for those people in Matton because what had happened in Ponderosa Fire. If you remember that their water system was burnt. So while they're trying to repair it, it's going to take a couple months. They have to literally buy their own water. And the Salvation Army, Daniel Whipple, lieutenant there, has said, I've just received authorization to proceed with the purchase of water up to $5,000. So Salvation Army and Lieutenant Whipple, who we met a couple of times here, is, hey, that's good on y'all to do that. They need that help out
Excellent.
There.
Excellent.
Okay, Rod, the Reading Cable Access Channel?
Reading Community Access Corporation.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Reading Community Access Corporation. This is something that it's on cable, and they give us a channel here for the city.
Three channels, 8, 11, and 26.
Oh, okay. So we have three channels, 8, 11, and 26, all on the cable.
Hey,
public education
and government.
Right. But is it being utilized to the point of where, I mean, what's being shown on that?
Well, yeah, I in terms of the programming and availability to the public, I don't know that we're necessarily fully pleased with its utilization. But it is right now that, you know, we pass those PEG fees on through contract with RCAC, and they're making those decisions. You know, we've made some changes in the contract last year. I intend to bring an item to council the first meeting of October as kind of an update of RCAC and the things they've done well in the past year and the things they've not done well, and then put it in front and get some guidance from council.
What have they done well in the last year?
The only
reason I say that is because every time I click on it, I see nothing except maybe an old opera. Or a trite saying that's on there, just like a space holder. I have seen them do the city council meetings.
Well, they're obligated by contract to put those on.
But I haven't seen any local programming, which to me, RCAC should be just filled with local programs.
You bet, and I think that's part of our frustration and many others as well. In availability to the public. Those are things that I don't think they're doing as well as we wanted or intended. They've opened the meetings up to the public and are putting agendas out there and being a little bit more transparent with their financials. And we want to, continue the positive things. But I believe the reason that we're taking something to council is to basically get some further direction from them. Do we want to maintain the course, give them the snapshot of where we are, give and say, do we want to maintain the course, or do we want to terminate and go out for a request for proposals on it? That we've done a year here almost, and it's time to look at it again, and is this model working? We had that nice workshop back in March, I believe, where we had an open to the public and came up with a nice list of top 10 items that we'd like RCAC to work on. The group did. And
how much of it was done?
Yeah.
I mean,
not much. Yeah. No, not much. And I think that's part of my frustration personally as well.
Well, sure. Of course, because here we've got a capability that reaches thousands of people here to have debates I mean, really good debates, you know, and the city council's running. You've got congressional races going. You've got assembly races going. They should be having a, debate a week. They've got a nice facility there. They have a, van that you can take anywhere in the North State and do shows. I mean, you know, and I'm not beating up on the people down there. I'm just saying is that it's not being utilized the way that I think it could be. And this is a valuable asset. I know you feel the same way.
Absolutely.
In fact, you're the first one really it's kind of stepped in there and went, hey, you know what? What's going on here? We need to make some changes. And I appreciate that, Rod.
Thank you, sir.
Do that. Okay. Wow. Okay. You can have a day here. Then. Rod used to be on the radio, right?
No, just a guest DJ every now and then. So
a guest DJ every now and then. Maybe we'll.
It's in his blood.
It's in his blood. Okay. Okay, Rod. Thanks a lot for coming in, and okay. And you know, catch us up on the flights coming in. This is a huge thing, and what's going with the solid waste and doing some savings there and doing some other things, some ideas that way, and then of course RCAC. Tomorrow we have Aaron Moretti, who is running, who has thrown his hat in the ring already for sheriff of Shasta County. He wants to run against Sheriff Tom Basinko. So Tomorrow you get a chance to listen to him and see what his ideas are if he's elected sheriff. He's a sergeant in the Reading Police Department, I believe. But he'll be on tomorrow morning. Plus, we've got also Assemblyman Jim Nielsen will be on discussing his big announcement today that he's making at 10:30. Up there at the Republican headquarters right here on Hilltop about something that's going to happen. So if you got a chance going up there, we'll be talking about it tomorrow morning. Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back, by the way.
Hey, you know what? You know what? We miss it. It gets in your blood. And you want to come in here because, you know, I was actually sitting next to somebody who was talking about moving electricity through the grids and all this. This is what they did to their company. I actually understood most of it because things I've learned just right here. Great. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. As delegates prepare to nominate President Obama for re-election, the audience for his acceptance speech is being downsized. A venue change blamed on the weather. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live in Charlotte.
The Obama campaign has scrapped plans to hold the president's acceptance speech in a nearby 70,000-seat outdoor stadium, citing concerns over potential severe weather, instead moving the speech back here to the much smaller convention center. It means thousands of party faithful will now be left out of the fun. And there's reaction.
An enormous amount of disappointment, but I think it's the right decision.
I'm sorry for them, but I'm going to be there.
And not the official reason for the change is weather, but a top Democratic official days ago expressed concern to Fox News that filling the stadium was going to be a long shot. Lisa?
Jeff, thanks.
The president did inherit a tough situation when he came into office.
VP nominee Paul Ryan in Iowa.
The problem is, he didn't make anything better. He can't run his record.
Ryan says the